Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, time for Josh Pate, the Josh Pate College Football Show on YouTube. Josh Pate on ESPN 97.5 is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Walmart knew. Josh, welcome back to the show. We appreciate you. How about you went to, you had two games, right? And you went to Iowa, Iowa State, and then you went over to Oklahoma and Michigan. How was that experience? And Oklahoma looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, that was a fun day. That was a day where you kind of found yourself in two places thinking the same thing, which was, you know, if the home team doesn't hand this game away, I don't really think there's a way the road team can take it. And that was the case. And home team did go 2-for-2. There were critical issues at times and special teams that kept the road team in it. But especially with Oklahoma, you know, the way I would walk away, the way I chose to walk away from that game from a guy's perspective who picked Oklahoma to do big things this year is, all right, if you told me that previous Friday, Michigan's going to have an explosive touchdown run. You're going to lose the turnover battle to them. You're going to have critical special teams mistakes in Michigan's favor. I would have thought Michigan was going to pull the upset. And all that stuff happened, and Oklahoma still won by double digits. So yeah. I would think to myself, hey, I got a great result here, and I still got a lot of room to improve. Their tailback position averaged 3 yards per carry. So it's not like they ran it down Oklahoma's or Michigan's throat or anything. Just John Mateer showed why some people had high expectations for him, and now many more people will.
That game went how I thought because it was a battle of, you know, I just felt like the trenches were going to be behind the D. The O-lines were going to be behind the D-lines. And I felt like it was going to be a tough game for Bryce Underwood because this was, listen, the front, the defense of the front seven, front six nowadays, but front six and a half for Oklahoma, they can really run. Like, their linebackers can really run and cover space, and they were in his face. This is a different Oklahoma team. And part of it is, Mateer, without question, the dude's got Rich Gannon slash Baker Mayfield vibes coming. Baker's an easy one because it's Oklahoma uniform. But I tell you what, though, Josh, Brent Venables has some – there's some talent, and there's some guys who can run and hit on that defense right now. This feels like a lot different Oklahoma team.
You know, let me push back on that a little bit. Okay. Not that what you said's false. I think some people are looking at this team asking, wow, where did this come from? Well, to those kinds of people, I would ask, did you watch them last year? Because last year they were a bad team. They were a team with a very bad record. I never thought they were terrible last year. I thought they had a terminal flaw. The quarterback offensive coordinator situation was going to make them sort of dead on arrival as any kind of legitimate contender. Well, when you have, you know, when you have a problem, but you know, the entire system's not corrupt, you just address the problem. So they did. They addressed it. Offensive coordinator, they addressed quarterback, actually, in one package. They went and got a couple of more receivers out of the portal. There's nothing wrong with the defense. I think the defense is a little better this year than it was last year, but it's not like watching LSU resurrect their defense from the actual abyss. It's not like what USC's trying to do. It's not like what Miami's trying to do. Like, they were good defense last year. And so I watched them the other night, and I got to be honest with you, I watched it and said, yep, that's that OU defense. And then I was doing some hits that night, and then the following Monday I was doing some hits, and everyone kept asking, you know, sort of a version of the same question. Wow, were you shocked? Like, did this come out of nowhere? No, it didn't come out of nowhere. And also, let me say this. They faced a very limited Michigan passing attack, especially at wide receiver. So it's not like Oklahoma's defense has been fully tested. It's not 85 Bears or anything like that. But all I wanted them to be was a top 20 caliber unit because of what I thought I'd get from Mateer and that offense. And so far, so good on that front. But anyone shocked that Oklahoma's good, they've stacked top 10 classes on top of each other 3 years in a row. They ought to have really good players.
Well, it helped that they were facing a rookie. What'd you think of Bryce Underwood?
I think he is what will go on to be a, he is who will go on to be a pretty great player. That is a true freshman on the road against Brent Venables with no one to throw the ball to. So I don't really know many veteran quarterbacks in the country. In fact, I don't know any who would be put in that position and do a whole lot better. I thought a lot of people trashed him that had not much clue what they were looking at, or maybe what happened was a bunch of people hyped him, kind of like they hyped Arch going into week one, and then the play on the field didn't match their hype. So instead of questioning whether they were dumb for hyping him, they just trashed the player. That's age old in college football. I have said about Michigan with you guys on this show, and I will say it again, anything I get from them this year is a bonus. I view this entire season through the 2026 lens. Because my feeling is there are going to be flashes from Underwood that show you how good he could be. They're going to realize, all right, we hit on this investment. Now, we got to go surround him with a good supporting cast. You can't do that in the middle of the season, obviously. So you will have to do that after this season. Otherwise, you run the risk in an inverted way of doing the same thing LSU did with Jaden Daniels. Now, in their case, they didn't have a defense that complemented him, and they wasted a Heisman Trophy guy. Cam Ward at Miami, ditto. They wasted a Heisman Trophy caliber guy because they couldn't play defense. So it would be even bigger a shame if Michigan looked and said, we got our guy at quarterback, we'll just figure it out at wide receiver. No, what you do is you go attack the portal like you've really never attacked it before outside of, you know, going after Bryce Underwood and recruiting, and that was just a big spend. You got to get players for him. Otherwise, you just waste him.
I'm going to ask you about an ACC game. It's not the headline to bring. I know what the model's saying. What is the model saying on Clemson at G Tech? Or well, it's not at G Tech. Is it? Yeah, it's at G Tech. Clemson's 1-1. We know about the first loss that they had. Boy, did they look terrible in the first half last week against Troy. And some of it was self-inflicted. A good second half for Clemson last week. You got a Georgia Tech team who I know for a fact you're high on. I'm just saying Clemson's a 2.5-point favorite currently. That seems foolish based on what we've seen so far. How do you see that game?
Well, that thing opened at 6.5 to give you an idea of how much it plummeted.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Dropped. Not only dropped that many points, dropped across a very, very key number, as you know. So
number three.
I got on Georgia Tech plus 6.5. I gobbled up all those points earlier in the week. I think Georgia Tech will win the game outright. I think they're a better team. I think they're a team that's more in touch with their identity. They don't have the personnel Clemson does, but that doesn't matter. That's not what makes a football team. What makes a football team is establishing an identity, tailoring your personnel to that identity, and then carrying it out. I think they'll do that. I really believe they rested Haynes King last week to get him ready for this game. I think there'll be a tall ask on him. I think he'll have to carry the ball a lot like he did against Colorado. But, you know, very rarely, Lance, do you and I find ourselves talking about a game the following week where some team won. And you say, you know, they won, but they couldn't really stretch the field vertically. And then I say, yeah, I know. And also, they couldn't run the ball all that well. Because normally those teams don't win unless special teams or defense just turns the game for them. Well, that's Clemson right now. They don't really have many arrows in the quiver, so to speak. And I worry that, you know, week one against LSU, guys, that game could have been a lot worse than it was. Mm-hmm. Now, LSU could have really pulled away in that game. Last week, Troy's up on you 16-0, I think at half, and you got to crawl over broken glass to scratch out a win there. Credit to you, by the way, for doing that, because not everyone wins games they're supposed to, but they've scored 10 and 27 points so far, and now they got to go on the road, and they face a secondary here that's not great. Georgia Tech's secondary is not great, but if it's a matchup you can't take advantage of, then I don't really care that you have the matchup advantage. I guess we're going to talk Georgia-Tennessee in a second.
Yeah.
I think I could say something similar about that game. So I am taking Georgia Tech to win the game outright. I felt strongly about that team and this particular game since, like, April.
Roll us into Georgia, Tennessee, then.
Well, I think Georgia did a very good job of overhauling their receiver room after last year. Critical drops. They led the conference in drops. It was terrible. Carson Beck's gone. They're going to go on the road here. There is a matchup advantage to be had for Georgia's receivers against the secondary. Tennessee's got two starting corners who are really backups because their main guys are out. Problem, potentially, is I don't know that Georgia can pull the trigger at quarterback and take advantage of the matchup. Now, maybe in week 8 or 9, they'd be able to. So far this year, limited production, limited sample size, I don't know that that's there. And if it's not there, then that tilts that game even or maybe slightly in favor of Tennessee. Now, the one thing about this game last year, it's extremely hard-hitting. Tennessee's a very physical team, which they don't get credit for. They also don't get credit for how much they run the ball nationally. This was one of the hardest-hitting games I've watched from field level all year last year. But what Tennessee did not have is they didn't have the ability to push the field vertically either. They got outgained 11-1 on passes of 15-plus yards last year. Now, that was with Carson Beck at Georgia, who played the game of his year in this game last year. Nico did not. They have not played legit competition yet. Tennessee hasn't. But through the two games they have played, Joey Aguilar looks like he's played in Heupel's system for 3 years. It's really surprised me. And if that's there, if they can do what they haven't been able to do against Georgia in the last several years, which is hit deep balls, make you respect the vertical passing threat, and Georgia can't take advantage on their end of that matchup advantage, Tennessee will win the game. I have picked Georgia to win the game because until I see that happen, I'm going to be proven wrong by Kirby losing one of these games instead of being proven wrong because he went 1-1 again.
Josh Pate, brought to you by Walmart, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I think Miami is in a great position because they've seen – they're not going to be surprised by South Florida. They've played South Florida before. They know South Florida, but there was a chance that you – you know, overlook them. They're not overlooking them this week. But 17.5 points?
No.
That is crazy.
You think so, huh?
Well, I mean, you feel like it is, but it's there for it's there for a reason. After two straight upsets against quality opponents, it's still 17.5. Like, to me, that's like, okay. The line makers are saying, we don't care what you just saw. This number is here for a reason. It's almost like they're
begging you to take South Florida.
They're daring you to take them.
Yeah, I'm not taking the dare. I'm laying the points with Miami. I actually think Miami's going to run it up a little bit this weekend. And that's no disrespect to South Florida. Lance, you know this in your former life. You used to bet this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see college football teams with inferior rosters play at an A-level 3 weeks in a row?
No, not – it doesn't happen.
No, that doesn't really happen. In fact, you have a term for it. It's called a double-do-down spot. And South Florida's in that right now on the road. And like you just mentioned leading into it, they don't even have the benefit of surprise. Miami's got full attention on them. And Miami's in a situation where, I mean, Mario's just begging for red meat to throw to that team, and now he got it. Now everyone's attention is
gotten
down there.
That you're going
to
win. Like, well, we are 17.5 point favorites, Coach. They all think you're going to lose to South Florida. They do? You sure, Mario?
Yeah, and they're ranked. There's that. I will tell you this. All right, think this through from South Florida's perspective. They already have a really good resume. All they have to do is win their league, and they're going to be in the playoff. They will be the G5 team at this point. Now, there's a world where if this game's competitive, I mean, you're playing to win the game. But there's also another world where if it's 14-0 Miami early and they realize, wow, their guys are just different than our guys, there is a world where this thing sort of gets packed in competitively by South Florida. And they just look to take care of business down the road. That's how this game would get really crooked. And that has to be baked in to a potential point spread, which you're seeing right now in the market.
Well, South Florida played them tough last year. 50-15 was the final last year in this game. So maybe, just maybe, Miami's better. We'll see. Yeah, I just think that's what Vegas does, though. They'll give you an outrageous spread, and you go, oh, I have to take, and then you get crushed. Texas A&M and Notre Dame. What do you think of that football game?
That is a beautiful matchup. Both of them think they can do what they do better than the other. Elko put it really succinctly earlier this week. I was listening to him talk about it. Just it's the beauty of football. We talk about it, but you know all the while, eventually the game will get played, which is why you talk about it. And so both of them have talked about a real physical ground-and-pound style offense. Both of them have quarterbacks they think they have a net more trust in than this time a year ago. With Notre Dame, that goes even with a new quarterback. I think that Notre Dame, in retrospect, will have faced by far the two best defensive fronts they faced all year in their first two games of the season. So Miami wrecked them. They wrecked their offensive line in the fourth quarter last week and really kind of owned it most of the game. I wouldn't be stunned if Texas A&M got the better of them here. I struggle with it because A&M has not won these games historically. And I picture what life has been like up there for 2 weeks after that week one game. And just knowing the pride and tradition and standard that offensive line room has at Notre Dame, and for them to be the reason that game went against them, against Miami, if you get the better of them up there, that is a statement for Texas A&M. You could even lose the game, but that individual matchup going your way would be a statement. But if they do get the better of Notre Dame up front, that probably coincides with a Texas A&M win. I feel the same way about this matchup I do about Tennessee-Georgia. I could give you a lot of reasons why A&M could do this. They've got to do it. I'm not going to be proven wrong by A&M failing to come through again, just like I'm not going to be proven wrong by Kirby Smart winning a big game yet again. So I'm going to slightly lean Notre Dame. I don't have a really strong feel on it. I just feel like it's a bounce-back spot. If they lose this, by the way, and they're 0-2, I think most of us agree in a 12-team playoff, most of us would agree a 10-2 Notre Dame's in. However, if you look at their remaining schedule, I can't believe we're talking about this in September, but if you look at their remaining schedule, there's no guarantee they'd even have a high-quality win, even if they run the table the rest of the way.
It's true. I mean, you look at – it's really it depends on – now, you'd much rather – if you're going to lose two to start off, you'd rather lose the first two against quality opponents, and then you have to cheer for those opponents to play well the rest of the year. That's how it works. But it really does open some questions up. This is what happens when you have a first-year quarterback and you have two tough games right out of the break. It's going to be a real challenge. But
I thought you can't have a big game in week two for the playoffs because you got, oh, it's so easy to get in now. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. This is a big, big game, especially for Notre Dame when they've already lost one.
You can lose two and get in. You can lose three and get in.
Yeah, not Notre Dame. I don't believe that. I don't believe if they lose this game,
there's anybody that gets. You think if they lose a second game, they're not getting the playoffs?
Yeah. No, I don't believe Notre Dame.
If Notre Dame loses two games and then wins out, 12 spots. Yes, they are.
We'll see.
Notre Dame gets in playoffs when it's 14 playoffs.
Not with two losses, they don't. Where are you going to be this week, Josh?
Headed over to Knoxville, 2:30 Central, kickoff, 3:30 Eastern. I guess we'll be in Eastern time. That one's going to be good, man. That one's going to be good.
Yeah. Nico made a little bit of a mistake, maybe. Maybe a little bit of a mistake, Josh.
His dad played him.
Hey, they don't think so. Tennessee fans think he made the right decision.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're asking the wrong people, John. Tennessee said it was smart. Actually, this was the right move.
This was the right move.
Nico, you had to make that move for you and your family. It was the best move.
No, that's the best move possible. That's Josh Pate every week right here, the Josh Pate College Football Show on YouTube. Josh Pate on ESPN 97.5.
Sundays.
By Walmart.
You got the big, big, big show on Sundays, and give your other dates when people can watch it live.
Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. I think we're going an hour early tonight. I think we're going 7 Eastern, 6 Central because of the pesky NFL. Normally, though, 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Who do you like, Cougs or Colorado tonight?
Tomorrow.
I think Colorado's going to be very sneaky in that one. I actually took them a little bit plus the points earlier in the week. So, dogfight, give me the dog plus the points.
Ah, I hate to hear that. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew Walmart? Josh Pate every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Those Cougs going to prove you wrong, Josh.
They probably will. Let's just be honest. They probably will.
Mm-hmm. I love that. All right, Josh, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, see you guys.
There is Josh Pate right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk a little underdog.
Yeah, underdog. Don't forget, right now, call in. Fourth caller is going to have a chance to win the Taquerias Aranda's $50 gift card. You got to be the fourth caller, 713-780-3776. You are going to pick, or you can choose to have me pick it, and you can fade me either on the point spread or the over-under for tonight's game. If you hit this, if you are a winner, you are going to win a $50 gift card to Taquerias Aranda. So make sure you get in right now for that contest. Here's another contest for you. Thursday Night Football. We're playing underdog fantasy. That's just the way we're doing it. And you got Friday night, two Cougs in Colorado. They're going to have some statistics for you to choose from there. Wegman, you could go, you know, maybe higher on the rushing yards with him. That's something to look at. That'll be out there on underdog. But what underdog fantasy does is it allows you to take a look at a variety of games, a variety of players, and a variety of stats all in one app. You download the app, and you go, and you start finding statistics that you think are a little soft, or the highers or lowers. If it says, you know, 36.5 rushing yards, and you say, wait a minute, I saw the defense play last week. They stunk against the run. I'm going higher on this one. Use that knowledge. You're watching these games anyway. Take that knowledge, take your analysis, and do something with it. Make money on it. Take advantage of playing the Pick'em Challenge, where you pick higher or lower on statistics, and the more you pick and the more that you hit, the more you are going to win up to 500 times your original play. And you can play small amounts, $5, for example. But when you download the app and when you make your first deposit using promo code Lance, they're going to wait for you to make your first $5 play. And once you do that, it's going to be $50 bonus cash they're going to put into your account for you to use however you see fit. So make sure that you download the Underdog app and get started today. Watch the games and play along with the games. It's just more fun. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Consult with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
Bang.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, Lance. You got to give away a possible $50 gift certificate to Taquerias Aranda's.
It's called Winner Winner Chicken Taquito Dinner.
Oh, my.
Are you going to win and take advantage of it on one of the multitude of Taquerias Aranda's locations around the city of Houston? I don't know. It depends, Frank. We'll see if you can pick winners. Or you can push it over to me, and then I have to make the pick. So then you can fade my picks. If you don't think I can pick, then go ahead and take it out on me. But this is for a $50 gift certificate. The guy last week had over 47.5 in the Philadelphia Eagle-Dallas Cowboy game. It was at like 34 at halftime. It looked like an easy winner. Higher than that. It was like 41 at half. Something like that. 38 at half. And he only got 3 points the entire second half, and he lost. It was a heartbreaking loss. But now Frank is going to try to actually get the $50 gift certificate, or he gets nothing. Green Bay Packers are taking on the Washington Commanders today. Frank, the line, we're going to make the line 3.5. We're going to put a hook on it and make you make a decision instead of having a flat number at 3. So it's 3.5, Green Bay. You can take Green Bay or Washington Commanders. And the over-under is going to be 49.5. Over, do you like the over-under? You like the side, or do you want me to pick it?
Bring it a hook, huh? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Hello.
Go ahead, Frank.
Okay, you bring me the hook, huh?
Frank, you gotta turn the radio down. Gotta turn the radio down. It's the only chance you have to win this gift certificate.
I don't have the radio on.
Okay. Go ahead. Then let's make our picks.
Okay, I'm just gonna make the pick. I was gonna give up the three because you put the hook on it and that makes me think about it. But you know what? Screw it. I'll go ahead and give up the 3.5.
You're about to be a baller if you took the 3.5, but I'm kind of with you. I think Green Bay wins this pretty easily. So yeah. I didn't like what I saw last week.
Ray Washington played last week.
All right. We're going to lay 3.5. So Frank is laying 3.5. Just give me a score prediction just for giggles.
Score prediction, 24-17.
All right. So he would have liked under in that one, but we're going to go with the side. We're going to lay 3.5. You sure you don't want to do the over-under?
Nah.
Okay.
I just said that off the top of my head. I'm not really sure what the score is going to be, but it's just...
Okay, so Frank, you've got Green Bay minus 3.5. You like him to win by a touchdown. If you win, you get a $50 gift card to Taqueria Sarandas with multiple locations around the city of Houston to choose from. So I'll be cheering for you. I actually want you guys to win unless you make me pick, and then we're mortal enemies. So good luck. I like your side. I think Green Bay wins and covers today as well. The actual real line is 3, so we'll find out. All right, thanks, Frank. Who do you guys like? I watched Washington last week. It just wasn't very against the Giants, and Giants can make things ugly, but I don't know. Washington wasn't super impressive last week.
No, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's the first week. You know, I don't know that that means much. Week to week, you could look like crap and then be great the next
week.
So
who do you like? You taking a 3?
3 points. Green Bay looked really good. Washington didn't look all that great. I'll take Washington.
Okay.
Because the NFL is a league of opposites. You look like crap last week, you're going to look good the next week.
Well, that is the truth.
All right, John Chill joining us next. But before we go, a little news. I didn't know we haven't talked about this. Brock Purdy likely to miss 2 to 5 weeks with a turf toe.
Ooh, turf toe is a
turf
killer.
Turf toe, per Ian Rappaport. So that's Brock Purdy, 2 to 5 weeks with a turf toe. And then who knows? So, you know who gets the start now?
Who?
Who's their backup?
Mac Jones.
Oh.
Mac Jones. In line.
Wow.
Oh, man. Everybody. George Kittle, if you drafted him, he's out. Now I drafted Ricky Pearsall, so I'm done. I mean.
Pearsall had a big game last week.
Yeah. No, he was all right. He was
we good. Had 100 yards.
Well, maybe you can buy some jewelry to make yourself feel better. And where would you get that jewelry from,
Lance? Where would you get that jewelry?
Yeah, you get it at Zadig.com. Zadig. And look, a lot of people will buy jewelry for their girlfriends or their wives' anniversaries. You do it for birthdays, Mother's Day. I do it for fantasy football. If you are upset because some of the players that you drafted early on in your draft are out for long periods of time or even out for the year, one of the things that might make you feel better is go buy yourself something at Zadig Jewelers. Just go get something. Go get a watch. Go get a luxury watch. It's going to make you feel better, I promise you. They are going to have experts on staff who know everything about everything. And I mean, if it's engagement rings, if it's the luxury watches, if we're talking about diamond pendants, bracelets, tennis bracelets, you name it, earrings, they're going to know what the precious metals that are really hot right now, which stones are hot, what designs are the best designs going, and you know what the classiest designs, which are the retro designs. They can answer any of those questions. They can even take old family mementos, melt down the gold or the silver, and then turn it into something brand new for you. And you can work with a designer to create something that is amazing that you can pass down. Something that is old becomes new again, and it becomes that family heirloom that you're still passing down. That's what Zadig can do. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. They've been in business over 4 decades. They're like the jeweler for the city of Houston, or 28,000 square feet. You're not going to find anyone bigger. You definitely won't find anyone with a better selection than Zadig Jewelers. Stop in for yourself or start the process at Zadig.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, John Chill joining us right now from the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. John, the overreaction to week one, the Bills are now the favorite to win it all, right? Because they came from behind and were unbelievable, that's all great. It's all fine and good. If you like the Bills, bet the Bills. But if you like the Ravens, still bet the Ravens, okay? Or whomever you like. But are you guys seeing, was there a big reaction during the week for, you know, future bets from what happened with week one?
Yeah, you've seen a little bit of a little bit of uptick on future bets. Yeah, Bills, are the favorite at 5-1. Started seeing that a little bit starting Tuesday. We're seeing a little bit of Charger play, which was interesting too with their odds. They're at 19-1 right now for the Super Bowl. So, yeah, a lot of overreaction. Everybody's taking week one and thinking that's what's going to settle in here by January. But, yeah, Chargers and Bills were definitely the – and Packers were the plays people were playing here for future bets this week were the three main ones. Continue to look at, see what happens this week again. But, yeah, you're seeing some futures. I've seen some as far as MVPs too. But we saw a bunch of future bets, after week one. So definitely an overreaction to what's going on in week one.
And we were just talking about the Green Bay game tonight. The Green Bay looked great. Washington looked bad. But you know what? It's the NFL. Guess what? Just because you looked great last week doesn't mean, it's a game of styles, too. So don't be fooled. Just because a team looked really good last week, I think that fools a lot of people.
No, I agree with you. And you're seeing the line movement too as well. It opened up at 2.5, up to 3.5 now. And, you're seeing a lot of play. I think it's over 70% on Green Bay right now. So definitely seeing, the overreaction of week one. And like you said, it's definitely the opposite. You see a lot of teams look really good one week in the NFL and, settle down or, play really bad. And the Thursday factor also plays in tonight as well. I wish they'd just get rid of it. I'm not a Thursday night fan of games and, the trends and all that. But, it'll be interesting to see. Commanders still look good. So, they did play the Giants, but the Commanders still look good. But, yeah, definitely that. You're seeing, Dallas is getting a lot of love this week. I think they're over 85% of the handle right now. Which is interesting too, as far as, they played solid with Philly. They had the extra days off. You're seeing a lot of Dallas movement right now in handle.
They looked really good in a loss, that's for sure. And their defense was actually better after the stoppage in play. They were actually pretty damn good. So, Dallas looked like a pretty good football team, and the Giants not so much.
Cardinals, that's another one, over 83%. They played okay, last week, but, still a lot of people, is the Panthers that bad? That's another line to move from 4.5 to 6.5, and they're getting about 83% of the handle right now is the Cardinals. So that'll be an interesting game there. With Purdy being out, that went from 7.5 down to 3 right now, I believe that's moving. Matt Jones will be the quarterback, so we'll see what happens there. One that was interesting, I don't think they look good, and both coordinators are gone. We're seeing over 80% of the handle on the Lions as well, and I, for them, to me, it's a wait and see. Is it too much to adapt to two coordinators, that early? But the Bears look just as bad Monday night as well, too, so that's an interesting game. But we're seeing a lot of Detroit money coming through right now this week, so...
Ben Johnson should know him. Ben Johnson should know a thing or two about those players, so you would think. So
you would think that would get them there. This is interesting too. Philly's seen, the Chiefs at home plus one, you can't count Mahomes out, and to see them at home go 0-2, they're only seeing like 30% of the handle. So it's interesting to see what the trends are based on handle, and like we talked about, a little bit of the overreaction that happened in week one. But, you can't count out the Chiefs. We'll see what happens. They didn't look, they didn't look good last Friday, but, they might – they're at home, and they'll mess with Mahomes at home. But they're seeing a lot of that. So, the NFL will be interesting. We'll see. Texans are getting a lot of handle nationally and locally. Tampa Bay looked good. Houston looked, okay, so they're seeing over 70% handle there as well. So the Texans, CJ got to get better, I think, on that front, and he's looking a little bit like last year. So, it's going to be a good Sunday. We'll see. The unders were crazy again. It's the trends. Week one, 75% were under. If it wasn't for the fourth quarter Bills-Ravens game, that would have went under. And then the Viking-Bears with McCarthy didn't go off in the fourth quarter. But 12-4 unders, they dominated. That was the big thing. And we still had a lot of people play the overs. So everybody likes the overs. And
I like the prop bet. I don't know what it is there at DraftKings, but I like Nico Collins to have a much bigger game. I don't know what the numbers are. I would think, I don't know about yardage, but I think catches, he will go over the catches. And I think the Texans are going to make a concerted effort to get him into this game early.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, what you saw last week, they got to get him involved more in the offense. And, you know, I agree. I'm trying to look it up right now with his over-under receiving total are. But I'm with you. I think that, you know, they got to get him going. And I think that opens up, you know, they get him going, that opens up the offense. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
John Chill, what do you think? Defenses ahead of offenses the first week. Do you think it maybe turns a little bit this week with overs and unders?
Yeah, you know, you're starting to see, too, that's a little bit overreaction. You're starting to see some, you know, over-under totals are a little bit lower than what I expected. So I think, you know, you might see the turn, you know, start here where offenses will get it together. You know, a lot of those teams, you know, it was the first time out there and they didn't play a lot of their starters during preseason. But, yeah, the trend, I was looking at something on the second week, it starts evening out overs. It's 50-50 instead of the domination of unders. So definitely, you know, I like tonight, I think the over's going to hit. I think, you know, you got Daniels there. You got, you know, Green Bay. I think Love looked good. I think he's not going to worry about his slow starts that he's had in prior seasons. 48.5. I mean, I kind of like that tonight, the Thursday night game, even though that bucks the trend on Thursday night, the under. But I think that'll be a shootout tonight as well. So, but yeah, so, you know, that I definitely see the overs there. And yeah, getting ready for a weekend. We got big day Saturday. We got boxing. We got UFC. We got, you know, college football, LSU. We got Florida. You know, it's interesting. We're seeing Florida money even after last week. It's the hook. I think the hook's got everybody at 7.5. So it's interesting. I thought that would be an LSU dominated game right there as far as the handle perspective. But LSU, the big one. You got Oregon. I don't think anybody's bet Northwestern. We're at 90% of handle in the Oregon game. So that was probably the highest I've seen in a long time. But they look solid. I mean, they scored points. Their defense looks good. So we got Oregon there. And then, you know, Michigan's seen a lot. You know, they're seeing over 70% handle. Bryce Underwood, you know, I still got to see more. He looked better in the second half against Oklahoma. But that's a lot of points to give up this week. So, and another one's Texas Tech against Oregon State. We're seeing a lot of Texas Tech. And how good are they? You know, we'll find out here, but they've given up to 23.5 and go from there. And then, of course, my Buckeyes, they're seeing a lot of love versus Ohio, the interstate game at minus 30. I think their defense looks better this year than they did last year, to be honest with Ohio State. So if the defense comes through and, you know, they're getting some offense going, yeah, that could be an easy cover right there as well. So, but yeah, so it's going to be a big Saturday. We've got a mariachi band coming, John and Lance. We're gonna celebrate Mexican Independence Day with we got the UFC. An interesting time. The fight started at 3. The main event's at 8:00, and they might have done that for the boxing, I think, too, with Silva and Lopez going at it. Silva's part of the Fighting Nerds, and they kind of took it on the chin, the Fighting Nerd Club last week, but. Lopez at plus 210. That's going to be an interesting matchup. He's more strategic, and you know Silva's more of the Brazilian banger. So it'll be an interesting fight there. And of course Alvarez and Crawford going at it. I believe at 9:00. So that's going to be a huge fight. I think that's one of the bigger boxing matches we've had in a while. So there'll be an interesting. Crawford's got 41 wins. I think over 30 are by KO. So I kind of like Crawford. Take Crawford by KO, 8-1. Take the odds at 8-1 and, you know, go from there. But, yeah, we'll have the mariachi band on the floor. We got all kinds of stuff going on Saturday. We got college football. So if you want to come down, we got all the sports. This is a big day for sports Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy the weekend here at the Golden Nugget.
Yep, there it is. Yeah. John Chill every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Enjoy the Golden Nugget this weekend, John. I wish I was there. That's so fun.
I tell you.
Yep. All right. That's John Chill. See you, John. Let's talk a little bit about, right now about the Golden Nugget and what you get. And you know what? Go there now. See if you can watch your college football and your pro football. Not a better place to watch. The DraftKings Sportsbook is awesome. You got the book right there. You got kiosks right there. You can make all your bets. So much fun. You can bet a little bit. You don't have to bet a bunch. I mean, what? But then you got all the diversions. Take your wife. You can take your kids. You got the pool. You got restaurants. You got golf course. You got, I mean, so many things that the kids can enjoy too. And for you, you got the Blue Martini nightclub, poker, casino. What more could you possibly want? I love it. 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You don't have to make a commitment. To, if you go to Vegas, you're going to fly. It takes you 7 hours to get there, 7 hours to get back. You're going to go for a day? No, but you can go for just a day to Lake Charles. I mean, this is not a major commitment. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, and it's awesome. Love it. You'll love it, too. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make your reservation now. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, good news. California's serial butt sniffer has been sent back to jail after yet another arrest. All right. Apparently, he has a history of arrests for sniffing women's rear ends in public. And he's going to spend at least the next 4.5 months in jail after being caught.
What's the charge on that? What's the official charge?
Probably lewd behavior.
Sniffing a butt.
Butt sniffing.
So
dogs get to do it.
Yeah, well, they have different rules. I was trying to figure out the distance from nose to butt where it becomes lewd. Like if he is 5 feet away, but he's on his knees, is that enough for you to be arrested? How close do you have to be?
I got a picture of him. Apparently, he was in a Nordstrom Rack store.
Okay.
He was crouching behind the girl, engaged in lewd behavior by inappropriately sniffing her buttocks. Now, my question is, how is it appropriately sniffing her buttocks?
If she gave consent? If he if she asked and he said and she said yes, then yeah. I think that would be appropriate sniffing.
Yeah. Apparently, at the time of his arrest, he was on parole for a series of similar incidents in Burbank and Glendale. I know where he goes. He goes, there's the Americana. It's a mall over there in Glendale, and that's where he goes. And he looks a little, he's black, but he looks a little like Gollum. He's a black Gollum kind of guy.
The ears are tremendous, I would say, on him.
Yep.
So I'm looking at the image maybe you're looking at. He looks to be in a Barnes & Noble of some sort in maybe the anime section.
Who is this?
The California serial butt sniffer. Welcome to the show. And
that guy. He got caught already.
Was she filming for another reason and just happened to catch him?
Well, yeah, she was. No. And somebody was shooting her and then him.
He had done it previously.
So she
set up her phone to catch him.
That's what I thought. Because it's set up to catch him doing it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's very obvious. I don't know.
I mean,
he did it. He got caught doing it to somebody else too. Yeah, and this guy's been caught.
Yeah, he's been. Yeah, no, he's a
serial butt sniffer. So I just asked the question: how close do you have to be for it to be considered a crime? And what's the actual charge? You said lewdness, but if he is like considering where he is in this picture, if he's further away and he's trying to. Is that?
Well, that means she's stinky? Got BBL.
No
BBL smell.
Yeah. I mean, if he's that far away and enjoying himself, then, yeah, there's some BBL involved there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That girl doesn't look like she's got BBL going on.
I can't say that I would know either way, but.
Well, but she's wearing a loose dress. If you got BBL, you're trying to show that off.
Maybe. Maybe in the Barnes & Noble you would, but.
Well, you bought it.
It looks like. This gentleman is a creep and looks like he'll, 4 months in jail is what you said?
Yeah, he's got 4 months.
Okay.
Just 4 months for it.
You think he learned his lesson?
You think he'll get out and start smelling
butts
again?
He'll be at it again. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't think jail has the appropriate facilities to treat something like this.
No.
I don't think he's going to be rehabbed.
No, it probably smells like butt in there anyway.
I just don't know if that's the butt he's looking.
Not smells like butt.
It smells like butt in there.
I don't think those are the butts he's looking to sniff. He better watch himself if he tries there.
Butt smell.
No. Yep. A cruise ship passenger is charged after jumping overboard to avoid a $16,000 gambling debt. Okay. He accumulated $16,000 in gambling debts on the cruise ship and just said, I ain't paying. Bye. Okay. When he was found, he was carrying $14,600 in cash, two phones, and five IDs. I mean,
was it in the middle of the open ocean that he jumped?
Well, here's the deal, though. You get markers out there, and you gamble some, you put in your pocket. You get markers, you gamble to put in your pocket, and then you just don't pay him back. So he's got $14,000. That's not a bad way to do it, I guess. But you just got to, I don't know, be able to get away. A cruise ship doesn't seem like the greatest way to escape.
Did he plan on having an escape boat waiting for him when you're jumping overboard in the middle of the ocean?
Well, see, now that's a plan.
Yeah, if we're doing this.
I don't know if he was just swimming to...
Where's he going?
To freedom.
How much of a swimmer is he with all that cash on him?
This wasn't thought out.
That wasn't a great thought.
It's a panic move.
He didn't have an end game to it.
Yeah. For video surveillance captured the moment he was rescued and brought to shore.
He was going to die out there.
By someone who was passing by on a jet ski. Yeah, he didn't. He just went, man, I owe 16 grand. I'm jumping.
Oh, a jet ski. Then he's pretty close to shore if a jet ski's out there.
Well, yeah.
But he wasn't going to make it. He can't swim with all that cash on him.
I don't know. Just doesn't seem like the athletic type. I don't know. You're right. It didn't seem like a great plan.
It wasn't thought out. He just said, I know the first part. Get away.
Yeah.
Right. I just haven't figured out the second part.
Right. A bear was found behind the counter of a South Lake Tahoe ice cream shop. Do you want to be served by a bear who's attending the counter at an ice cream shop?
Am I going to get my ice cream?
Possibly.
See, yeah. You know,
I mean, if you ask nice and you pay.
Bears, no, but if it was a monkey, though, I would. Like, you know how monkeys, they can train monkeys to do things? I would do that.
Bears creep me out when they stand.
Not bears.
I don't like when a bear stands up, they get creepy.
What about a bear with a muzzle?
Well, that's
been declawed. Would you do that?
No. No, but if you ever watch a bear get on its back legs and stand, it no longer looks like a bear. It just gets weird. I don't know. The bears creep me out, man. Stay on your four.
Well, of course they do.
Stay on your four legs. Don't stand up. It's weird. Yeah. Anytime you see a bear standing, they look weird and creepy.
Yeah. Well, not only that, they kill you.
Well, I think, what is it? Browns stay down or whatever. Black. I think you try to scare a black bear.
Black will attack. No, are you sure?
I thought it was you try to scare a black bear, you have to curl up into a ball when it's a brown bear. They're the ones.
What is the saying for black and brown bears? The saying is, if it's black, fight back.
Yeah.
If it's brown, lay down.
Yeah. The black bears, they
think
you have a shot.
And by fight back, it means just going, ha, bear, ha, bear.
Yeah, make them run away.
Or you can do like Baby Billy and go, go on now, get. Go on now, bear.
Can we call a bear a toilet baby too?
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go that far.
You could. I mean, if you want to scare
him. Get out of here, toilet baby. And the bear runs away.
Yeah.
You're a river baby. You was born in a river baby.
I never heard of this before. See if you guys have. Lakewood, Washington. A customer at a drive-through window in Lakeland, Washington, tried to pull the bikini barista through the window.
Man, people now, are horny.
Here's the thing.
Good Lord. What?
A bikini barista. Why don't we have these?
Because we don't know how to act.
I'm sure there's one in the area where a woman just serves you coffee in a bikini. I'm sure there's one around. I just don't know.
In Houston?
I would imagine.
Don't you think it'd be packed?
Look, we don't know how to act.
Well,
No.
I don't know that you would like those girls. Some of them are big on tattoos.
Well, no. If you
bikini,
you got to be good at hiring.
Bikini-clad barista too steamy for some customers at coffee shop. Now, this was back in 2019, but this was on ABC. Let's see. It's the ABC 13th station picking up something from California. I'm trying to find one here in Houston. Yeah, no. Houston's first bikini barista coffee shop. Perky Cups is what they're called.
What's it called?
Perky Cups?
Perky Cups.
Oh, my God.
It's a good – I mean –
Perky Cups.
It's a good name.
It's just women. It's just women who
it perks you up. It's percolated. I mean, how awesome is that name?
I went to the Instagram, and it just looks like women who work at the strip club on the weekend, but do this as their day job.
Well, and you know what? I'll bet is it going on right now?
What, they're open? I don't know when they're open. I gotta find. I imagine they'd be open now. Yeah, from 6 to 7. No, from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Where is it? Where's Perky Cups?
It's on FM 529. 13, you know, I'm not sure.
Wonder.
Yeah. Perky Cups.
Perky Cups. Dang. What a great idea.
Sean's already Lance pulled it McCullers, up on the map.
Lance McCullers needs to do this.
Nah, stop. Sean pulled it up on the map. It's about 30 minutes from the station.
His are classy.
His classy, but... Do people actually show up like him?
Well, it's still in business, I think, right?
I think so. I think that part's doing well.
You think that's doing well?
I think so.
John, I will bet you there's a bikini barista type place in your area as well.
I'm pretty sure.
Well,
not.
At least 30 minutes away, like the one we have.
Yeah, I ain't driving. I don't care that much.
I don't care that much either. I'm not 22.
But I just think, you know, if you get your perv on,
I'm going to see some boobies and coffee.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Wait a minute.
I don't need that.
Guys will
I got a phone.
The stuff guys will do? Are you kidding me?
I got a phone. I don't need all that. I don't need getting a car.
I don't know the women who work at Perky Cups, but I will bet that most bikini baristas, they've got an OF you can look at.
Oh, we're over our time.
You don't have to go. I will bet that plenty of the women who have a job at a bikini barista type place have an OF you can sign into.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, but you got to pay for that. Yeah. You don't get nothing out of
it. You got to pay for the coffee.
Oh, I mean, it's probably more,
it's
too.
It's not
probably
a recurring charge.
$8, $12 for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, to stare. I'm sure they're paying, making you pay more.
You get your perv on
just
for
keep
$8.
Keep ordering slowly.
What?
Don't order ahead. Don't order ahead like
I would like
Starbucks.
To order at the window, please.
No, we've got it.
Take your order.
I don't want to
use
the app.
The window, please. I'm not sure.
Can you give me some samples?
I would like an espresso. Oh God.
Yeah. What order makes you shake a little more? What?
Yeah. I want one of those shaking, those ice shaking things.
Shaking. Yeah. I'd like a shaken. That's what it is. I'd like a shaken, ice shaken espresso latte. With a hard shake in front of the window, please.
Why is Cartman there?
Is it extra for the hard shake? Do they charge you extra?
I don't do the charges. I don't know.
Oh, you tip for the shake.
You tip.
All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you all have a great day, everybody.
But first, John.
There's nothing first.
It's on the rundown.
Oh, I want to talk about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. That's what I want to talk about. I love me some Chastang Ford. Look, Chastang Ford is where you get your car on. That's where I get my car on. And I got to tell you, I just love what they're doing. And listen, right now, 0.9% APR financing on select 2025 F-150 XLT models. Okay? Again, 0.9% APR financing on select F-150 XLT models. That's ridiculous. That's low. It's crazy. You're using their money to buy your car. Or, how about this? You can lease an F-150 2025 for just $388 a month. This is how truck buying should be. Transparent. No dealer add-ons. Great deals. People you can trust. People I've trusted. 4 times. Vehicles I bought from Chastang Ford. Now these offers are available with approved credit. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for full details. You got to visit them today, 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Or you can do it all online at ChastangFord.com. They'll deliver the truck to you. I love me some Chastang Ford. You will love you some Chastang Ford as well. the greatest deals. Even if you don't want an F-50, you want a whatever vehicle you want, SUV, whatever, they've got it at Chastain Ford, and they're going to make you a great deal. You can trust them. They got the best reputation in town. ChastainFord.com on 610 and Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.